You know, in my 3 years there, there were a lot of different personalities on the team. You know, you had Jason Wirth. Everybody knows his personality. We had Bryce. You know, everybody knows his personality. You know, we had a lot of young players, young prospects that were young, highly touted. But then, you know, you look over, then you had Ryan Zimmerman. And, you know, I feel like he was just the glue to the team because, you know, he was steady Eddie, you know, mellow, even keel. And, you know, I just feel like he was the guy that everybody could look to whenever things got too high or too low. And, you know, we would follow his temperature. You know what I mean? He, you know, he was just a good teammate, good guy. He was approachable to everybody, whether you were, you know, once again, a young guy, old guy, whatever. And I just feel like he always kept that cool, calm, and collected energy. And but you know, he knew how to have fun. You know, he was he had a great personality, and you know, just a guy that, you know, we knew that was going to show up to play and give it everything he had every day.
On the field, it was, I put this in air quotes, but almost an interesting 3 years where you overlapped with him, because I think you would have seen him at third base, left field, and first base just over those 3 years that you were here. You saw him through a little bit of a transition period in his career. He dealt with some injuries, and I'm just curious, from the on-the-field presence, as he made some adjustments and continued to have success at the plate, what stands out as far as the on-the-field aspect of his game that you saw?
I feel like he handled it well. You know, it was obviously evident that he was having some issues throwing the ball, you know, across the diamonds from third base. And, you know, when Matt Williams or whoever made the decision to move him out, you know, to the outfield and first base, like he handled it with professionalism, with grace. And, you know, he was, you know, surprisingly really good out there in left field. I remember in Milwaukee, I think there was one of his first games where he made a diving catch or something like that. But I just remember, you know, him just handling the situation, you know, with like I said, just professionalism. And I knew, you know, I learned a lot from watching him handle it, because I knew it was hard, him being the face of the organization, and always, you know, being able to be able to play Gold Glove caliber defense at that position, and, you know, having to uproot it and move to a different position. But he did it for the betterment of the team.